that many times before, and true love, that's the one to that sandy coast.
TGIF. Thank goodness it's fun with
beautiful radio station you ever heard.
You never close your eyes anymore when I kiss your lips. There's no tenderness like before in your fingertips. You're trying hard not to show it.
Past six, we'll be having the cruise messages. In fact, everybody on board will be saying hello to their relatives and friends and parents and whatever at home, okay? Here's Brewer and Shipley in a song called One Toke Over the Line.
Sweet Mary, over at the trader's on time.
And for those of you that missed the top 50 show between 3 and 6 this afternoon, we'll be doing the top 5 at about 6:45, just for you. After the next record, we'll be having the cruise messages. Everybody be in the studio, say hello. This is Marianne Faithful this time, and a hit back from 1965, I think it was, this Little Bird. International. It's now 6:30 and time for the cruise messages. First of all, before we hear from the captain, if anybody's coming out to have a good look at the spectacle tonight or tomorrow morning, I expect a few people will be, perhaps you'd like to bring us some milk and sugar, because that's one of the few things we don't have, apart from a bridge. Hello, Captain.
Hello, Ellen. How all is okay here on the ship?
Yeah, who is it? Good?
Yeah.
No.
How is all my room?
Geen brug, hè?
Nee, no room. Ik wil nogmaals dank uitbrengen aan de bemanning van de Koninklijke Noord-Hollandse Reddingsmaatschappij van Scheveningen en Noordwijk voor de directe assistentie. En van de Volans van Bos en Kales en zijn dappere bemanning. En van de sleepboot. Smitbank voor de vlotte blussingswerk. Hierdoor kan Radio Noordzee internationaal behouden worden. Verder dank ik nog de Eurotrip voor de prima afwerking. En als je naar wal luistert in de Brede Rode Straat en in Rotterdam bij Melissa Dijk, en lees allemaal de groeten, het is prima aan boord. En de bemanning is weer 100%. De mensen naar wal luisteren ook allemaal de groeten, en de andere ploeg ook van de Meebo.
Good, thank you very much, Captain Hartevelt. Now, there are three people who are on the ship while it was in its greatest danger, so I think they should all speak first. First was the captain, next, how about Joop, huh? Joop?
Ja, hallo. Van hier uit de groeten halen voor jou, Sonja en Johnny. Diensten worden we afgelost, dus zien we wel verschijnen. Verder alles goed aan boord. De route voor de familie De Pauw aan de Wijk aan de Weg. En familie De Winter aan de Varienbeslaan van Joop.
Kurt?
Yeah, okay, yeah. Hello friends, this is Kurt. I'd like to let you know that everything is okay. Also the conditions are a little bit rough, but at the moment but we are continuing broadcasting to you as usual. All the transmitting equipment in the studios are damaged, and it is not true that we are eating baked beans all week. I will still say, don't forget this week. Bye bye, and all the best from Kurt. And I say hello to my parents in Switzerland. This is alles gut abgelaufen, except for a paar blaue Möse und ein Kratz im Gesicht. Und bis dann wünsche ich alles gut. Bye bye und alles Beste.
Okay, Joost, off you go.
Tails?
Hey, it's Tails' birthday. First of all, before we do anything else, we're all going to sing happy birthday for Tails. Yeah. What a birthday present.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Tails. Happy birthday to you.
Hey. Don't forget your birthday.
Yeah. Hier is Theonist, ik wou over de groeten doen aan mijn vader en moeder en alle bekenden en kennissen. Ik ben, zoals we al gehoord hebben, jarig vandaag. En nou ja, dat hebben we wel een beetje eigenaardig gevierd, want het achterschip is al een beetje uitgebrand, zoals we al gehoord hebben. Een beetje vuil. En dan zal ik al mijn vrienden en kennissen, dus, die anders op mijn verjaardag geweest zouden zijn. Maar ik zit nu aan boord van de Mabo 2, dus ja, daar kunnen ze niet komen natuurlijk. Zou ik allemaal de groeten willen doen, allemaal hartelijk bedanken.
Tao, your trousers are falling down.
Who's next?
Okay, yeah, let's off you go.
Hier Joost Verhoeven, alles is oké op de Mabo 2. Ondanks de brand is alles goed met ons. En mochten ze thuis niet luisteren, mensen die het horen even doorgeven, want thuis dat alles oké is hier op de Mabo 2 en tot eind van de eind van deze week.
Oké.
Ja, tot rest is Duinwijklaan. Oké.
Dus ik kan hartstikke de groet aan de familie hartstikke in de Vondellaan in Beverwijk en aan mijn meisje Vera in Heemskerk en alle vrienden en vriendinnen.
Nou, so who's next? Cas, come on, Cas.
Oh, Jan. Als je op 296 luistert, dat alles in orde hoor. Maak je maar niet ongerust. Alles tof. De groeten, stop.
Ja, eerst kost ik wel wat de groeten doen aan de familie Kastrikum in de Luxemburglaan 35 in Beverwijk. En nou, dus hoeven we geen zorgen te maken. De stemming is prima aan boord en het valt allemaal best mee. Tot dinsdagmorgen.
Anybody we've forgotten? Anybody in the crew we've forgotten? No? Roll it. Right, Chris, you're next. Off you go.
Thank you. Thank you for everything, Al. Can I just say hello to my parents over there in England, the great Bookham, and let them know everything's okay. And thank you, Cass, that's nice. And also to all my friends in Holland, and also let's let Steve and Jenna know that things are okay out here. Things are a little rough, and like Kurt said, we're not going to be eating baked beans for a couple of days, hopefully.
Yeah,
just dead eggs.
We were going to have a party tonight, but we just realised we haven't got anything to drink.
Yeah, there is.
You know, well, only just.
For you?
I'd like to point out this...
Nice cup of tea.
But no milk and sugar. I'd like to point out at this point that Chris is, well, he's the youngest amongst the crew. And I think as he is, he deserves some special applause because last night was an awful lot to take. And I think Chris came through it very well. Dave?
Yes. I think a round of applause is necessary.
A round of applause is necessary.
Thank you very much. I don't
Dave,
know what to say, really.
Your turn next.
Yes, well, it was rather exciting last night. Apart from getting a wet body, really, we've suffered no effects at all. We've got the kitchen now in the bathroom, and we've got the dining room and the television room. But it's okay, you know, everything's fine.
Yep. Good. I think that's everybody then. And from me to my parents in Morden, and also to my brother and all my relations in England, and to my friends everywhere, I'm quite safe. A couple of bangs and scratches here and there, but I'm still no worse for the wear. I think everybody's just a little bit shook up tonight. We're getting over it. Everybody's very, very tired. I think we're all going to sleep rather well tonight. Except for me, because I'm going to stand out on the deck and watch for the next one that comes. I'd like to say to whoever did it, you must have one hell of a conscience tonight. It was a bit disastrous last night, but we had... it was rather exciting as well, but it's not the sort of thing we want every day. Everybody came through it nicely. The ship is in reasonably good repair. The after end's a mess. It's a write-off, except for the engine room, which I think is rather funny, because the diesel generators kept going all the way through the fire. It's incredible. Anyway, we're all in one piece. We're floating nicely. The ship's not going to sink. We're still here. We're still going to broadcast to you. I hope you found it as exciting as we did. I would like to say thank you, which I did earlier, to all the ships that came to our rescue, to the Follands, the Helderland, the Smitbank, and all the others. Names have been reeled off several times already. You all know who you are. Thank you all very much. And thank you also to the press people who've given us good coverage. I think we couldn't have asked or paid for better publicity, but it's not really the sort of publicity we wanted. But thank you very much anyway. You've done a nice job, and particularly to the BBC. It's very unprofessional of me to say that, but the BBC did a very, very fine coverage of us this afternoon. Very fair coverage as well. Thank you, everybody. It's been an exciting time. That's really all I've got to say about it. I think I'll fall asleep in a minute and play your record. Also, while I'm about it, a quick message for the office in Hilversum. We've got a few things missing now. We need a new Teleton radio recorder machine for news backup. We need 10 cassettes. 10 cassettes. What else do we need? A new typewriter, a repeated request for a new typewriter. Also, we need a stack of new paper, which all went up in flames last night. A memo, rather disturbing memo, that came out to me last week. Also a copy for Stevie. I don't quite know what to say about it. This came out from the Hilversum office. All I can say is you'll find it on your desk tomorrow afternoon. Memo ignored and attached to an article printed in the Algemeen Dagblad yesterday. It's 21 minutes to 7. Here's Matt Munro. For everyone on shore, from all of us here, we're going to change the world.
Shirley would gulp down the breakfast, shut the fridge and join the throng. Margaret Beatty snatched the milk and scanned the news and went along. Thank you.
time like this. I mean, it's a very unusual predicament for a radio station. Matt Munro, and I hope Matt says it all, we're going to change your world. Well, we're going to try anyway. What was I going to say? I've forgotten. I've got a bit of a lump in my throat. I must admit, last night was very, very sad to see the Meebo in flames. You know, I stood on the deck of the tug, and I was practically in tears. Very sad sight. I'd like to say to our directors, Herr Bolio and Herr Meister, particularly, that as far as all the broadcasting staff are concerned, we feel, well, it's difficult to say, we feel proud to work for Radio North Sea. This week, Arrival and Let My Life Be Your Love Song. We're just about going to wrap this up now and get on with the program as though nothing had happened, as as all professional broadcasters are supposed to do. Well, I must admit, our situation is somewhat different from that of an ordinary radio station. It's 13 minutes to 7, and I forgot something in the messages to the Hilversum office. So if anybody's listening, you might like to take note of this. I'd appreciate it very much indeed. I know it's a bit of a drag, and for this I apologise, but I'd like to have the DJ changeover tomorrow. Everybody's a little bit shaken up. In fact, that's all too much for people to take in one night, and I'd like the DJs to be changed over tomorrow, all of us, all three of us, and Hans as well, tomorrow morning. Perhaps you can all come back on, and we'll come back next Monday or Tuesday or whatever. If you can do that tomorrow, I appreciate it very much. DJ changeover tomorrow then, if possible. Everybody's very, very tired, and everybody needs a bad rest. We're physically exhausted, mentally exhausted, and as I said, it's too much to take in one night. Just to wrap all this up now and get on with the program, as I said, as though nothing had happened, the a rather personal note here, the last thing I did before, when we realised it was too dangerous to stay on the ship anymore and we had to evacuate it, the last thing I did was come down to the studio and grab hold of half a dozen photographs, all of one young lady who lives in Den Haag. Patty, if you're listening. The next record, especially for you, it's a very unusual way for someone to show their feelings for somebody else, but maybe you remember this.
I light the fire. You place the flowers in the vase that you bought today. Staring at the fire.
Thank you.
Brother Jack. That's a brand new one from Free, which is in the top 10 at the moment, I believe, in England. O'clock. Don't forget at 7 we've got the album show, and at 7:30 an interview with the group Tax Free. And right now, although it's a little bit out of season, I think this might cheer everybody up after all our miseries on the air. Brenda Lee rocking around the Christmas tree. Brenda Lee and Rockin' Round the Christmas Tree.
Well, you know you make me wanna shout. Do you want?
7 o'clock.
Hi, this is Ellen West Show.
Album show.